Track 7 and some more news. Town's cream tea dilemma. Celebrate National Cream Day at Tynmouth Farmers Market this Saturday, the 28th of June, with free samples of patter cake scones and shoot, fruit and produce's jam. But there is a catch. You'll have to answer the farmers market poll. Is it jam or cream first in Tynmouth? As you might expect, Patter Cake Local Bakery bakes cakes and biscuits and cupcakes, scones, tray bakes, and even raw cookie dough in jars. Lisa Sutcliffe, owner, baker, and chief chef, the only one, does all this and more from her home kitchen. Lisa is well known throughout Tynmouth from her many years at the Beachcomber Cafe. She started out at the age of 14, washing dishes, and worked her way up to manager and head baker, spending 34 years there, with time off for a stint in the RAF. Then COVID put everyone into lockdown. The happy conclusion is that Lisa couldn't stop baking, so formed her company, Patter Cake, initially delivery only, now also selling direct through farmers' markets. I love experimenting with new flavours. At the moment, I'm loving my caramel apple blondie, and it seems so do my customers, said Lisa. My cakes and flavours change with the season, so I never get bored, but my best sellers are always the traditional home bakes. Find Patter Cake for a sample and your answer to the cream tea dilemma.
Dog required surgery after swallowing fish hook. A German shepherd required emergency surgery after swallowing a fish hook while on a walk in a Newton Abbott park. It was during his everyday walk at Baker's Park when three-year-old Douglas swallowed a discarded fishing hook attached to a line. The fishing hook had ham attached to it, which enticed him to ingest it. It is alleged that it was thrown on the ground by a group of children from a community of travellers, though there is no evidence of this. Travellers encamped at the Newton Abbott Park on Thursday, June the 5th. Douglas was rushed to the vets in Totnes, My Night Vet, where x-rays confirmed the fishing hook had been ingested and required surgical removal. He is currently recovering from surgery and his owners are hopeful he'll make a full recovery. This has been a hugely distressing and entirely avoidable situation, said Joe. We want to raise awareness among other pet owners to be extra vigilant when walking their dogs at the moment in Baker's Park, he added. Douglas is usually such a happy, confident dog, and it's been really traumatic for him. We are so grateful to the vets in Totnes for their quick action and treatment. As if it had gone into his intestine, it would have been fatal, added Joe. The emergency treatment has cost thousands of pounds to be covered largely by pet insurance. Both Devon and Cornwall Police and Tynbridge District Council have been made aware of the situation, the Mid Devon Advertiser understands.
98 million care spending is not all value for money. Devon County Council is not always getting value for money out of the roughly 98 million it spends a year on care placements for children. The acknowledgement came from a senior officer in front of a committee of councillors tasked with scrutinising finances. Julian Worcester, Interim Director of Children's Services, claimed the care market is nationally broken. There are particular issues in Devon which we need to address as a matter of urgency. And though we spend £98 million annually on care placements, which is a big figure, but not massively out of sync with others, he said. The question for this audit committee is whether we are getting value for money. Councillor Paul Haywood, Liberal Democrat, Axminster, questioned the difference in price between regulated and unregulated care placements. The difference in price per week is huge, with unregulated placements costing £12,798 a week, as opposed to £6,000 in registered placements, he said. From an audit perspective, we have to have an insight and interest in how we're spending £335,000 a year on unregistered placement. An unregistered placement tends to be one in which accommodation is provided, but not care, meaning that it falls outside the definitions of a children's home. There are also often used as for emergency placements, which can affect their cost. Mr. Worcester added that the county boasted some really good care provision, but overall there were issues. Councillor Alan Connett, Liberal Democrat, Exminster and Holden, said the key factor was outcomes for children, but that it's important to know how resources are being used and to understand their effectiveness. I welcome your frankness that the £98 million isn't all well used and recognise the wider national picture, he said. I'm pleased you provided that response, as it has opened up the conversation. The committee meeting followed the recent release of a report of Ofsted, which said Devon's children's services are still inadequate and youngsters are at risk of harm. The watchdog, which is known for rating schools but also assesses child social services departments of councils, said the experiences of children supported by Devon County Council remain poor. The service was first rated inadequate in March 2020, and Ofsted has revisited several times since. It acknowledged some increased stability in the service, brought about by the appointment of Devon County Council's Chief Executive, Donna Manson, in 2023, as well as some other senior leaders, and emphasised that the quality across the service had started to improve from a very low base, and widespread failures are beginning to be tackled. Its latest assessment took place last autumn, with a follow-up in January, and the report was published last month. For too many children, serious weaknesses remain, leaving children at risk of harm, the Ofsted report said. This is particularly the case for children experiencing neglect and domestic abuse, and those at risk of extrafamilial harm, and care leavers living in unsuitable accommodation. But it added that council leaders had taken decisive action in response to significant weaknesses that were identified by inspectors in October 2024 and subsequently implemented some targeted plans that have supported positive change.
Petrol access to be affected by lane closure. There'll be no right-hand turn to Tesco petrol station over a few days in July as excavation work takes place. Sustainable Energy Connections will be carrying out utility work in July. Due to the nature of the works, a temporary restriction to the vehicular traffic on Newton Road. The right turn lane to the Tesco garage will be closed from July the 8th to July the 10th. The lane is to be used as a diversion route. Sustainable Energy Connections says that every reasonable effort will be made to keep disruption to a minimum whilst the works are carried out. Please accept our apologies for any inconvenience this may cause, a spokesman for the company said.